John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Ukraine. Top general warns Ukraine frontline situation significantly worsening. Or Ukrainian soldiers struggle to evacuate injured comrades amid vehicle shortage. Or Zelensky, within these last days, right after the attack, world has everything it needs to stop Russians' Iranian drones. We now have Raisi of Tehran calling Putin. We have Wang Yi of Beijing saying that the turmoil is upon us. And we have Ukraine left in the back of the room needing everything, money, support, NATO. Mary, Ukraine is looking to be abandoned by the newer wars, the newer conflicts. Certainly the eyes of the Washington are now on Iran and that suspect nuclear weapons program they have. What is to be done with Ukraine? Is this a product of the isolationism in Washington? Is that the one that will fell Ukraine?
Well, I think it's the product of several things, John. First, a lack of leadership from the White House. The American people have a great tolerance for supporting extended deployments abroad if they're told why they are necessary. For goodness sakes, I mean, we've had troops in Korea and on Okinawa for, you know, since World War II. But the White House has never adequately explained, and you have to do it regularly, too, by the way. You can't just do it in a one-off, of why Ukraine's war to defend its land is important for not just U.S. national security, but for our national interests in that part of the world and elsewhere. And secondly, you're right. U.S. domestic politics plays a big role here. There's a segment of the Republican Party that really feels that U.S. resources should be devoted to rebuilding America and not be deployed abroad at all. They don't ever adequately, I think, explain then who will fill the gap if we're not there. And it's also kind of a curious argument, given that there are no U.S. troops in Ukraine. And what we're really talking about is providing ammunition and intelligence until the Ukrainians themselves can build up their military-industrial complex, which we're trying very hard to do. And that accrues to the benefit of U.S. companies. And thirdly, on the Democrat side, it is an election year. There are domestic politics at play. Things like immigration are rising among the list of voter concerns. And the president and his party will have to respond to that. Lastly, I'd say there are wavering European countries. While nations like, for instance, Germany have expressed, support for Ukraine and promise to spend more on defense, they too have faltering economies. And while it's admirable to see people like French President Emmanuel Macron go from an appeasement stance to a far more realistic stance about the threat from Russia, he doesn't have the resources or the political will to build up the kind of capabilities that Ukraine needs right now, because he's allowed his military-industrial complex in France to degrade for decades. Not just him, but his predecessors. So I think Ukraine is in a very difficult situation. I think it is increasingly likely that they could lose ground to Russia when the spring and summer offensives really kick off. I think if that happens, I think the Europeans, first and foremost, will be the ones to really start raising the alarm, because as Russia marches westward across Ukraine, they're not marching toward the United States. They're marching toward Eastern Europe and the NATO countries. So I think, again, it's a shame. We could have armed Ukraine to win at the beginning and this war would have been over. But because the United States was deterred by Putin and we have very weak European allies, it drags on and innocent people are killed and this global disorder only spreads.
The deputy of NATO, Mircea Giona, it is not a question of if Ukraine joins NATO, but when. Is that the future, Mary? NATO will come to the rescue. We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, but what does when mean, John? And it's not, imagine a scenario where Ukraine joined NATO, and you had a U.S. president that said, well, we're not going to send troops in. Good luck, Europe. You do that. I don't know how likely that is, but I can't see a Ukrainian accession to NATO in the near future.
Mary Kissel, she is the executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, many years at the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal in Asia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,